All right. Good evening, QST. This is Bruce, KK5DO. And it is once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur radio-related items. This is net number 1663. And it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, May 12th, 2026, which in UTC time is Wednesday, May 13th, 2026, at 0100. Sorry, this net is only being heard over Echolink and our normal streaming service over at DishNet, as I can't reach the repeater from my house. URLs for this evening's net are located at AmSatNet.com. And before I forget, because I guess I've forgotten the past few weeks, let me get this brought up. The South Texas Balloon Launch Team holds their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month here at a local restaurant at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Then at 8 p.m. Central, they have a meeting on Zoom, and you can join them at k5wh.net/Zoom. Thanks to Walter, and anyone is welcome to join in. And I'm sure they'll have information about where they meet for that dinner. So, we got that out of the way, and we got the pleasantries out of the way, and we'll close that up. And what was interesting today, May 12th, it was May 12th, 2001, that I took over being the AmSat Director of Contests and Awards from Andy, W5ACM. Back then he was WA5ZIB. So he had done it for a while, and I took it over, and who knew it would be 25 years later, and I'd still be doing it, and we'd be doing the AmSatNet all this time, and prior to that. So we've been around quite a while. Looking at the ANS News Service, or I should say the AmSat News Service, for May 10th, it's number 130. And I'm going to skip past the, I'll just mention a little bit about the hamvention up at Dayton. It's too late to get your tickets for the banquet because the deadline was yesterday, so we won't go into that. But AmSat does have their booth, and they'll be in booth building one. You can find them in there. It's not that big that you'll get lost and you'll never see them, but you'll find them in there. And don't forget the AmSat Forum, Saturday, May 16th, from 1:50 to 3:10, and that's Eastern Daylight Time. That's going to be in Forum Room 2. And then looking down here, the March and April 2026 issue of the AmSat Journal came out. If you're a member, you can get that online and go through it. There's articles, the Apogee View, which is the president's portion. There's Future Geo Ideas, a basic long-range transponder, and a low-cost handheld ground station. There's the 2026 AmSat Field Day story. I don't have any idea who wrote that one, but it's up there, all the field day rules. In fact, I need to put the field day rules, I think they should be on AmSat.org. They should be up there now. I'll take a look and make sure, and I'll make sure they're on my website, AmSatNet.com. Then SkyRoof, an integrated platform for LEO satellite ground station operations. And then there's my 1296 megahertz worked all states and how I got there. That's interesting. And building a DIY HamLib bridge for integrating a network-based router and software-defined radio. Okie dokie. So that's all in this issue of the AMPSAT journal. ARRIS SSTV Series 32, which is Cooperation in Space and World Peace. It's underway. ARRIS has activated the slow scan television transmissions from the International Space Station for Series 32. The event began on Friday, May 8, 2026, at approximately 10:30 UTC. And isn't that nice to get a phone call right now? Well, we'll get rid of that. And it'll continue through Tuesday, May 12th at 1640 UTC, which has passed just a while ago. Images are being transmitted on 437.550 MHz FM using Robot 36 mode. The theme features original student artwork from around the world focused on international cooperation, friendship, and world peace in space. Early decodes shared on X and amateur radio forums already show strong signals and clear imagery, including several with Victory Day, which was May 9th, motifs. Operators are reporting excellent copy on passes worldwide. Submit received images to the official ARRIS SSTV gallery, and that's at ARRIS-USA.org/ARRIS_SSTV. Once the upload link is announced for participation certificates, the ARRIS crossband repeater remains available for voice contacts during this period. So you're going to want to listen on the 437.550 MHz, which, not now, because it's over, but that's where they were doing it. And I got a funny feeling this is going to be a really short net. Walter's on his way up to Hamvention, so he won't be. He said there was nothing to report on the balloon launches. As soon as they get back, they'll start launching balloons again. So we'll get that information as it comes about. And the news service was pretty light this week. So let me pause here for a minute so we could reset all the repeaters. All right. That timer works great. I just have it set for 8 minutes. No sense waiting all the way till 10. This way we know we make it. There's no changes in the two-line elements for this week. Nothing's been added. Nothing's been taken away. Nothing has changed. So we're good with that. If you happen to be going over to HRO, Ham Radio Outlet, to purchase anything, you can pick up your Getting Started with Amateur Satellites from AMSAT, and they have them there. And there's free shipping on most orders over $100. So for the $29.95 book, add something to it, and you'll be able to get free shipping on that. You can also get the digital copy at AMSAT.org in our store. So, looking at ARRIS news for the week, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. The downlink frequency worldwide is 145.800 MHz. So you can always tune in and listen. So, scheduled contacts, let's see, this one, it doesn't have the date. So it's Tobi Junior High School in Tobi, Japan. And that'll be direct via JR5YED. And they'll be contacting OR4ISS. So that's, oh, here it is. It's a go for Tuesday, May 12th at 9:28 UTC. So that already went. So they had theirs. And coming up on May 18th, Memorial Complex of Soviet Pilot, Cosmonaut A.G. Nikolov in Russia will have their contact, and they'll contact RS0ISS. And we've got the N.I. Lobachevsky, well, Lyceum, and School Number 132 in Russia. They'll also contact RS0ISS. Theirs is scheduled for May 20th. And, of course, many times a school may make a last-minute decision to do live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL. But we at ARIS may not get the URL in time for publication. So there's a URL you can go to check what's up. And it's live.aris.org. And these URLs are up on amsatnet.com, just in case you didn't catch it. As always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. The crossband repeater continues to be active. 145.990 MHz up, PL tone of 67, and the down is 437.800. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the microphone, raise the volume up, and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You never know when you're going to hear one of the astronauts, boop, and there they are. And you get a nice contact. Don't bother calling them. If you call them with the volume off, they don't hear anything. But all of us do on the ground. So there's no sense in sitting there calling CQ, NA1SS, CQ. It's just wasting time. Other people could be making contacts. And packet operations are on 145.825 MHz up and down. And occasionally that's used for SSTV, and they'll change the frequency to 145.800 when they do that. The ham TV is configured. We talked about this last week. It's on 2.395 GHz. Or 2395 megahertz, whichever you prefer. And you can use that to test your system to see if it's working. So that's a good spot to listen for. And the AMSAT ambassadors. Nothing really happening other than the Dayton Hamvention, of course, starting on the 15th, going through the 17th. And then we've got in October, the 8th through the 11th, the 44th AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual Membership Meeting at the Crowne Plaza, JAX Airport. That's in Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, we'll have more details to follow, but you can at least plan on going there for that weekend. If you're in the local area, be sure to visit. If you need some QSL cards checked for whatever reason, I can do Workdahl Stage, VUCC, DXCC. So just bring them and bring your application and all that good stuff, and I can take care of that for you. If you're interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador, ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. You can go to amsat.org/ambassador, and there'll be a form you can fill out. And, oh, boy, we are running really quick through this. I don't think I can even do this last part slow enough to make it last. The Gemini Polex satellite carrying an APRS transponder and 1K2 and 9K6 packet BPSK coordinated on 436.500 MHz down as well as S-band for high-speed 2 megabits per second QPSK image data at 2.405 gigahertz, was launched on May 3rd at 6:59 UTC aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 from Vandenberg, and it was deployed at 9:20 UTC. So listen for that if you have the capability and some new things to try with that. Celeste Track default format is changing to CSV. TLEs are obsolete. Five-digit catalog numbers being exhausted quicker than anticipated. Past 68950 of 69999. So they're going to migrate to a GP format. Time is running out. AMSAT will also be switching to GP format elements. SAP PC32 fully supports the new element format, but be sure to check any other tracking applications. So if you have one of the Fox Delta boxes, one of the SAT boxes, whatever software you're using, make sure that it's been updated to accept the CSV GP format so that you aren't left out in the cold with obsolete TLEs that after maybe 3-4 weeks you can't track anything. So this week's news ANS editor was Paul, N8HM. He's up there at the Hamvention this weekend. And I'm sort of out of things to read. So I guess we're going to call this Bruce finished early. Marty went a whole hour. I don't know how he does it, but he made it work. So with that, I'm going to say seven. Let me check. Let me first pause the repeater. And let me check in those that are over here on EchoLink. We've got N6UTC, Endoff, AG9P, Damien, AD0HJ, Mitch, KD5PQJ, Herbert, KC5LWY, Andrew, and KA5YFC, Steve. So thank you guys for listening in. I don't know. I'm wondering, does Marty get a bigger audience, or am I going to get an audience that'll match his list? We'll have to wait and see. Not this week. This is one of those short weeks. So I guess I'm going to say 73, and we're going to call it a night. And maybe when Walter gets back and I have some balloon stuff, it'll last a wee bit longer. So 73, this is KK5DO.